WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and trust me, we're diving into something super juicy today. Strategies for managing time and prioritizing self-care. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the clock, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and your energy levels are somewhere between blah and totally drained? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Life isn't just about checking boxes and racing through tasks. It's about finding a balance, carving out space for what truly matters, and yes, even taking care of ourselves along the way. This is where time management and self-care become your secret weapons, transforming you from that frazzled ball of energy into a calm, collected powerhouse. So, let's dive into five key takeaways that'll help you master this beautiful balance. Number 1. Ditch the myth of multitasking. Seriously, it's a productivity killer. Our brains aren't wired to focus on multiple things at once. Instead of trying to be everywhere at once, pick one task, give it your full attention, and then move on to the next. You'll be amazed at how much more efficient you become. Think of it like this. If you're baking a cake, would you try to stir the batter with one hand while simultaneously chopping nuts with the other? Probably not. Focus on one delicious step at a time, and your final masterpiece will be all the sweeter. Number 2. Schedule self-care into your day like any other important appointment. It's not selfish, it's essential. Whether it's a quick walk in the park, a few minutes of meditation, or simply reading that book you've been meaning to get to, make time for activities that recharge you. You wouldn't skip brushing your teeth, would you? Treat self-care with the same importance. It's not about adding more to your plate. It's about carving out space for what nourishes your soul. Number 3. Learn to say no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly saying yes to everything, you'll eventually burn yourself out. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. You have the right to protect your time and energy, so don't feel guilty about setting boundaries. Think of it like this. When you say no to something that drains you, you're actually saying yes to something that energizes you, like a well-deserved break or quality time with loved ones. Number 4. Break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. That overwhelming project suddenly seems less daunting when you chunk it into bite-sized pieces. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't attempt to reach the summit in one giant leap. Celebrate each step along the way, and you'll be amazed at how quickly you progress. Number 5. Don't forget the power of planning. Take some time each week, or even just 15 minutes at the start of your day, to review your schedule, prioritize tasks, and set realistic goals. This will help you stay organized, focused, and on track. Think of it like creating a roadmap for your week. You know where you're going, what steps you need to take, and you can navigate any unexpected detours with ease. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us face. The dreaded back-to-work blues after a relaxing weekend. Imagine this. Monday morning rolls around, your inbox is overflowing, and suddenly your head feels like it's filled with cotton wool. You have a mountain of tasks to tackle, deadlines looming over you, and all you want to do is crawl back into bed. But wait, remember those strategies we just talked about? Deep breaths, everyone. You've got this. Start your day by prioritizing the most important task on your list. break it down into smaller steps, then reward yourself with a short break after completing each step. Schedule in some time for a quick walk or listen to your favorite playlist while you work. These little things can make a world of difference in boosting your energy and focus. You'll be surprised how much you can accomplish when you approach your Monday morning with intention and self-care. Remember, managing time and prioritizing self-care isn't about being perfect. It's about progress, not perfection. It's a journey, not a destination. So, be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep learning along the way. Ready to put these strategies into action? Share this episode with someone who needs a little time management boost. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Tag me Logan CruzPod using eDopamine Fast Life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.